What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 26, 2022. Getting into the week here. It's another very busy news day. There's a lot of stuff going on around the world. And so we're going to do as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. And we're going to start here with Jill Biden. Apparently, her press secretary has now resigned. And it's becoming obvious there is a bit of a staff retention problem going on in the administration. I don't know if it had anything to do with, the breakfast tacos comment or whatever. And Democrats are concerned because over at Vice President Harris' office, there seems to be a revolving door all through Kamala Harris' career. She's had a hard time getting staffers to stay loyal and stay in their positions. They're always resigning, going someplace else. And so it's not looking very good there. I mean, all throughout her rise to the vice presidency, from being San Francisco's district attorney to California's attorney general and then a senator, there's a common thread that is precious few, if any, close associates and aides have stuck around from one political stop to the other. And that is a very, very telling indicator of what's going on there here. Okay, even the liberal New York Times is expressing concern that Kamala Harris is not ready to take over for Biden, either when he is too ill to continue, too demented to continue, or even if he finishes out his term. They're saying Kamala Harris is really not suitable for being his successor, and we're already hearing, there are already other Democratic challengers for the primary in 2024 starting to show up here. Story coming on out of the Political Insider, a new poll by the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics shows that one-third of Americans think the government is so corrupt that it may be time for Americans to take up arms against it. That's one-third. That's even higher than the 25% that had indicated it was time to take up arms against the government just a week ago. And so Americans' distrust of their own government is extraordinarily high. And, considering how the government has been behaving, it's kind of hard, rather easy to understand why there is. Another poll say that over two-thirds of Republicans say they feel like strangers in their own country. A majority of Americans agree the government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me. That was 73% of voters who consider themselves strong Republicans. And looking at all this LGBTQ, gender identity, and so forth, it does feel like we've been dropped onto an alien civilization on some alien planet, and we're still trying to figure out what's going on here. Now, there is this use of force expert, they have basically been looking at the shooting of Ashley Babbitt back on January 6th. And according to this use of force expert, the Capitol Police shooting of Ashley Babbitt was totally unjustified. And we already knew that because she was just standing there in the broken window when the Capitol Police officer just shot her dead. You know, and Ashley Babbitt was a veteran. She'd served the United States military. And she was just among the people who had been invited in to the Capitol building by the Capitol Police, and she was shot dead. Now then, this is becoming a real big issue. Over at Zero Hedge, they're reporting on several FBI whistleblowers who have come forward to say that the agency's probe into Hunter Biden was internally sabotaged during the 2020 election in order to derail the investigation, and that FBI agents wrongly deemed verified hard evidence as disinformation to get the media to ignore it. Now, this is coming from Senator Chuck Grassley. He's saying agents investigating Hunter Biden opened an assessment which was used by an FBI headquarters team to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as disinformation and caused investigative activity to cease, adding that his office received a significant number of protected communications from highly credible whistleblowers regarding the investigation. In other words, the FBI, acting as a modern-day version of the Gestapo, was out to protect the political leadership, Joe Biden, while they stole the election from Donald Trump. And FBI Supervisory Intelligence Agent Brian Auten opened in August 2020 the assessment that was later used by the agency. And one of the whistleblowers claimed that the FBI Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Washington Field Office, Timothy Thibault, shut down a line of inquiry into Hunter Biden in October of 2020, despite some of the details being known to be true and accurate at the time. So they were just basically covering up for the Biden criminal family here. So a lot of articles on this whole story is out there. Let's see, another one saying the same information from Washington Examiner. And another one from the New York Post, all saying the same thing, that Chuck Grassley is out there saying that the evidence from the Hunter Biden laptop and the evidence of Hunter Biden's crimes, prostitution, so forth and so on, was known to be accurate and true, and the FBI shut it all down to help Joe Biden steal the White House from Donald Trump. And another variation on the same story from Station Gossip. Senator Chuck Grassley drops a bomb on the FBI and the Department of Justice, saying that the FBI has become a malevolent force and a cancer on the body politic. Like any cancer, it needs to be cut out and destroyed as an institution. These are harsh words. But basically, we're seeing parallels, not just with the Nazi Gestapo, but with the Soviet KGB and East Germany's Stasi. And yeah, that's exactly what the FBI has become. Alrighty, the January 6 hearings have had another flop in the ratings. According to Nielsen, their latest primetime hearing brought only an estimated 17.7 million viewers. This is 11% lower than their first primetime televised hearings in June. People are just not paying attention. And that's why they're starting to say, oh, it's the climate, human-caused global warming, vote for us and we'll save the planet here. Meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein's honey trap operation, has been transferred to a low-security Florida prison where she's got movies and yoga classes and Pilates and, you know, it's a club fed is really what it amounts to. And she's serving a 20-year prison sentence. She's now been moved to a low-security prison in Tallahassee. She's going to be eligible for release on July 17th, 2037. And a lot of people are very concerned. They think she should be in a high-security prison, but she's in this club fed to try and keep her relaxed and happy so she doesn't start naming names and of all the clients who availed themselves of Jeffrey Epstein's, you know, pedophile factory, as it were. All right, let's get into COVID. It's still out there. And Dr. Fauci came on out saying that he regrets not pushing for more stringent COVID restrictions. He's now out there saying that we should go back to wearing masks in schools and places of work. Meanwhile, Fauci is trying to rewrite history, claiming now that he didn't recommend locking anything down. And, you know, that it's a flat out lie, because Fauci in October of 2020 was on video saying, I recommended to the president we shut the country down. So Fauci is lying once again. Meanwhile, the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, was given the Genesis Prize. It's sort of the Israel's version of the Nobel Prize. And they gave it to Dr. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, at a ceremony in Jerusalem. Outside the venue, angry protesters were out there screaming, criminal, criminal, criminal. And deservedly so. Now, remember a while back, the Italian courts ruled mandatory vaccinations were unconstitutional and said the potential fatal side effects were too risky. And it turns out the court was right, because all of a sudden in Italy, vacationers are dropping dead on the beaches. They had 11 vacationers drop dead in the space of just 24 hours after suffering cardiac arrest and unexpected, quote, medical emergencies, end quote. And so, yeah, these people dropping dead all had the COVID shots and the boosters. Now, meanwhile, here in the United States, one of the major cruise lines has dropped the vaccine requirement for passengers embarking from U.S. ports. And so they're going to let people go on the cruises and try and revive that industry, which has suffered greatly under the COVID restrictions. And now with people kind of, you know, just ignoring COVID, we've had COVID burnout. We don't want to hear about it anymore. So now they're waving monkeypox at us. And there's a story out there from Daily Mail saying that America will have the biggest monkeypox outbreak in the world within days. There are now 3,500 cases of monkeypox here in the United States of America. And apparently there are 1,000 cases just in New York City among gay men. So I don't know who had sex with the monkey that started all this, but that's the one they're wagging at us right now. Anyway, under Joe Biden's open border policy, the amount of fentanyl in the streets of America has now tripled, and there is a new drug being smuggled in. It is 100 times more, it's actually 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. It's 10 times more potent than fentanyl. It's being called pyro, which is short for N-pyrolidino etinotazine, that's it. And it's called pyro. It is very, very deadly. And you got to watch out for that stuff. It really is. It's no fun dying, okay? Getting into the international news now, Close Enough for Government Work has taken on a whole new meaning in the Biden era. There were remarks from CIA Director William Burns at the Aspen Security Forum discussion in which Burns said he was very proud of the Afghanistan analysis that was put out only a few weeks before Afghanistan fell apart and we had that disastrous withdrawal, abandoning about $85 billion worth of weapons to the Taliban, who are now selling them on the black market for weapons around the world. Getting on over into Russia and Ukraine, Russia has hit a warehouse in Odessa, where U.S. Harpoon missiles were being stored. They also destroyed a Ukrainian warship in the process, and it's not clear exactly what kind of warship was hit, but apparently it has been destroyed. We are seeing videos all over social media of trainloads of additional Russian armor arriving in Ukraine. signaling a major escalation is about to happen. And we reported yesterday on how Russian troops that have been fighting in Ukraine are no longer being rotated home. They're being kept in position. So it does look like something very big is about to happen. Meanwhile, Sergei Lavrov is out there saying Russia will now help the Ukrainians get rid of the regime, meaning the U.S.-installed junta dating back to 2014. And Russia has for the first time stated that its war aims include achieving regime change in Ukraine. They want to get rid of Zelensky and his U.S. backers. And it looks like that may be what the escalation is intending to do. Meanwhile, Asian allies could equip Russia with rocket artillery for Ukraine that is capable of outperforming America's HIMARS. And so they're making deals over there. Weapons are pouring on in. When it really uncorks, it's going to get nasty. Meanwhile, South Korea and Poland are close to finalizing a $14.5 billion arms deal that would see 1,000 Korean K2 tanks deployed to Poland as a bulwark against Russian aggression there. Over in Hungary, Orbán is saying that EU sanctions on Russia have failed. They've caused far more damage to the West than to Russia. And Orbán is saying the European Union needs a new strategy on the war in Ukraine as punitive sanctions against Moscow have not worked. Meanwhile, down in Turkey, they are not following the Western lead in sanctioning Russia. And they're saying it's just pragmatic economic considerations. They need to look out for Turkey's best interests first, and Turkey's best interests include continuing economic activity with Russia. So they are not going along with the sanctions. Another story coming on out, this is from Sonar 21, and it's trying to counter some of the Ukrainian propaganda coming on out, saying that it is Ukraine and not Russia that is scraping the bottom of the barrel in search of replacement troops. And Ukraine is having a real problem retaining troops, keeping them from deserting. And as a result, less well-trained, less experienced soldiers are being put into the field, and it is really not working out very well. Now, U.S. troops stationed in Romania and the Romanian Army are going to hold a joint demonstration exercise and an exhibition of military equipment at a location 125 miles south of the Ukrainian border on the 30th of this month. Going to do a little saber rattling and try and get Russia to say, oh, this is a bad idea. I don't think Russia's buying any of this here. Meanwhile, in Turkey, Erdogan is demanding U.S. troops leave Syria, and he vows that he will not back down from the new cross-border operations. And so Erdogan is out there saying that NATO forces need to withdraw from east of the Euphrates River in Syria. So, getting tense over there. Now, the CIA director, William Burns, has come on out saying that contrary to all the propaganda we're hearing from Israel and the U.S. government, Iran never resumed their nuclear weapons program following the 2015 nuclear deal. And so the CIA is saying that, no, Iran is not close to a nuclear weapon. When they quit their nuclear weapons program in 2015, they stuck to their word. They're not building nuclear weapons. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words. Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the international news. We're talking about Iran, which the head of the CIA is saying has not renewed their nuclear weapons program. We've been told that Iran is within weeks of having a nuclear bomb. They've been saying that for 30 years, and it hasn't happened. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Iran's intelligence ministry announced that a network of agents with ties to Israel were arrested after entering Iran to carry out attacks on sensitive targets within the country. And we reported this a little bit yesterday. They were caught with communications gear and explosives and seemed intent on a pattern of sabotage and terror attacks here. Now, we're still looking at Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to Taiwan. China keeps ratcheting up threats of some kind of consequence if Nancy Pelosi goes there. China is warning of severe consequences. But Republicans have thrown their support behind Pelosi's upcoming visit to Taiwan, despite the possibility of some serious consequences here. It's an unusual show of support from Republicans for the Democratic speaker. I don't know, maybe they're hoping that, they'll get rid of her that way. Along with provoking war against Russia and provoking war against Iran, they're provoking war against China. And this country cannot defeat all three at the same time. It's arguable whether we could defeat Russia one-on-one or China one-on-one. Yeah, we can probably take care of Iran, but all three together, no, that's not going to happen. Meanwhile, the National Guard is considering an expansion of training programs with Indo-Pacific nations in order to amplify the U.S. presence there. Now, various Guard units currently have been more than 90 training arrangements with countries around the world. California's National Guard has a program with Ukraine. And, here I was thinking the National Guard was supposed to be the state's armies, and they're being deployed into foreign countries. And that, I think, is a misappropriation of what the National Guard is supposed to be. All right, let's talk about the economy. The news is not good. Everybody's trying to put positive spin on it. But Nouriel Roubini, he's a very well-known economist. He correctly predicted the 2008 financial crash, for which he got the nickname Dr. Doom. And he says there is a severe recession coming, and anyone who is thinking or saying otherwise is being delusional. And the numbers are definitely out there. Yield spreads are starting to collapse. And this is in spite of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying, no, there's no recession. We're in a period of transition, is how she's putting it there. And U.S. central bankers are facing a worsening condition as they struggle to curb soaring inflation. And, of course, the inflation is being caused by the Biden administration just printing up new money out of thin air. The more money there is, the greater the inflation, and that leads to a recession. And or what they call the R word. We're now saying, the R word. We don't want to use that anymore. And Janet Yellen is out there saying that, the economy is getting worse, but it's not really a recession. And, we've got some tough times. But we're basically in a situation where none dare call it recession because of the upcoming midterm elections. And the Democrats are not getting traction with Roe versus Wade. They're not getting traction with the January 6th hearings. They're trying to get traction with the climate and human-caused global warming. But in the end, voters vote with their wallets. And if we go into a recession in the coming months, that is definitely going to make things very bad for the Democrats in the midterm elections, to the extent where even massive election fraud may not be able to save them. And, we're in this situation right now where the White House is trying to redefine what constitutes a recession, and nobody's paying attention to that because the Democrats can't even define what a woman is. So why should we listen to them try to redefine what a recession is? Okay. Now, Biden's economic advisor, Brian Deese, sort of imitated a pretzel trying to explain why we're technically not in a recession despite back-to-back quarters of negative growth, that being the classical definition of a recession. So, we're getting ready for upcoming economic report. It's going to show the economy is contracting and the White House is trying to spin it. We got to take another break for commercials.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy, and we're talking about how the White House is trying to change the definition of a recession ahead of what is expected to be a very bad economic report in the immediate future. Now, the traditional definition of a recession is when you have gross domestic product declining for 2 consecutive quarters. That's what signals a recession. And the White House is out there trying to say, well, it doesn't mean we're in a recession this time just because we have 2 consecutive quarters of the economy declining here. We're going to change the definition, just like we're changing the definition of man and woman and the rest of it. And you'll just go along with it because you've been going along with it. This really got so ridiculous that even over at CNN, their editor-at-large, Chris Saliza, was mocking the White House for trying to change the definition of a recession, saying that it actually made him laugh to see the White House trying to do that. And if Biden has lost CNN support for this propaganda, then it really is all coming apart. All right, story out of the Political Insider, and we're seeing this around here in Indiana. There's a new report from Iowa State University showing that rural Americans are feeling the pain of inflation more than the rest of the country. And it says rural households are more vulnerable to inflation. In 2020, rural households' post-tax income stood at about $58,000. About 82% of rural incomes went toward expenses, leaving $10,000 in discretionary income for savings and unanticipated expenses. However, by 2022, expenses rose by 18.5% overall. Earnings were not able to keep pace with inflation, rising by only 6.1%. The net effect cut rural discretionary incomes by almost 50% between June 2020 and June 2022, reducing the cushion to only $5,400. Now, one area in which the rural community is being hit by inflation is the price of gasoline. Because when you're living in an urban area in a city, you don't drive that far, you know, to get from one place to the other. Here in rural America, you know, everything is a long drive away. You know, the Walmart's a half hour away. You know, much of our doctors that we've unfortunately been visiting a lot lately, they're half an hour, 40-minute drive each way. And so, yeah, we're really feeling it at the gas pump here. Now, Walmart has announced as of yesterday that it's cutting its quarterly and full-year profit outlook, saying inflation is causing shoppers to spend more on necessities like food and less on items like clothing and electronics. Walmart has announced they are cutting prices on clothing to try and get the product to move again. Meanwhile, Biden is getting ready to sell an additional 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve just ahead of the midterm. And nearly 70 million barrels have been delivered to purchasers, including several million going to China, roughly two-thirds on the way to the original stated goal of 180 million barrels. Now, here in the U.S., gas prices have gone down about 30 cents, and the Democrats are out there saying, see, we're solving the problem, gas prices are dropping. No, actually, they're still up about $2.50 per gallon over what they were when Biden first got into the White House. So, you know, they raise them really up high, drop them a little, and expect you all to celebrate and say, huzzah, huzzah, the Democrats are saving us. No, it is. Over in Sri Lanka, they have now implemented a new digital ID code, which is required to access the gas pumps. This is a program to ration fuel in Sri Lanka, and you can bet it's going to come here in the very near future. Another story, this one coming on out from TASS, saying that European countries are not ready to drop Russian gas use. And we've been hearing that from countries like Germany saying, no, we can't survive without it. And according to the Russian envoy to the European Union, Vladimir Chirzhov, said it would be overestimating to call this package of sanctions the seventh one if we talk seriously about the seventh package of sanctions. This can only be the gas package. However, the EU is obviously not ready to drop Russian gas. And this is seconded by the German vice chancellor warning of a serious situation if the supply of Russian gas is further reduced. And remember, we reported yesterday where the Gazprom is shutting down another of the delivery turbines due to maintenance, they say, which means the Nord Stream 1 pipeline is now delivering only 20% of what it's able to deliver when it's operating fully. And so Russia is slowly turning the screws on Europe, and my prediction is Europe will cave. They will basically pull out from supporting the U.S. aggression against Russia because otherwise they're going to be without energy going into those cold winter months. All right, the on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again grain deal may be back on again. A Ukrainian official is saying that they're hoping they can begin shipping grain out of the Black Sea ports out under a United Nations broker deal that was signed in Turkey this past Friday. And they're hoping that within the next 24 hours, they will resume shipping operations and get Ukrainian grain out there to deal with the global food shortages. That would be a good thing for everybody. Now, over at brownstone.org, they have an article titled No Farmers, No Food, No Life. And they're basically talking about all these governments all over the world, like the Netherlands, who under the aegis of saving planet Earth from us icky poo humans are imposing unrealistic limits on things like nitrogen and ammonia-based fertilizers. And it is causing farms to go out of business, and it is exacerbating the coming food shortages. And yeah, farmers are very important. I know socially they're looked down on. They shouldn't be. Because when you go to that supermarket and you see all that food on the shelves, where do you think it comes from? It comes from farms. Okay? And even the food that's coming from factories, their source material comes from farms. And so, yeah, we've got to protect those farms. We've got to make sure that they're going to continue to run and not get gobbled up by the billionaire oligarchs. Getting into the area of immigration and the borders, two more Texas counties, Parker County and Atascosa County, have declared that they are being invaded across that southern border. And they are the 7th and 8th Texas counties to declare an invasion 2 weeks after six other counties and one city declared an invasion on July 5th. And so, yeah, it's an invasion. Where's the army? Where's the military to protect our country from a foreign invasion? Good question there. In other news, over in Richmond, Virginia, police, you know, probably being inspired by the movie Minority Report, launched Operation Red Ball to arrest potential shooters and criminals. They immediately ran into a problem in that everybody being tagged as a potential shooter and criminal were all black people and living exclusively in black public housing. So the black community is out there saying it's racist. The harsh reality is that the crime statistics are showing that the vast majority of crimes and shootings are, in fact, being committed by the black community. The corporate media is out there saying, oh, well, it's white supremacists. No, it isn't. And, you know, it is a problem. And nobody wants to deal with it because they don't want to deal with black criminals because then they're accused of being racist. And meanwhile, crime is surging all across the country. Now, the House Democrats are trying to push through this so-called assault weapons ban. They've sort of made fools of themselves by trying to claim that shoulder braces are the same thing as bump stocks, converting the weapons to full automatic. But it turns out that the proposed assault weapons ban is also going to prohibit semi-automatic pistols and semi-automatic shotguns. And, yeah, it's a gun grab, plain and simple. They're not just going after the AR-15s and AK-47s. They want to go after pistols and shotguns as well because they only want the government to have these kind of highly capable military weapons for when they come to basically plunder your lives to pay for their corruption and their wars. Okay, and again, there's no such thing as an assault weapon. Assault is a verb, okay? A blunderbuss is a blunderbuss. Rifles are rifles. Even the AK-47 and the AR-15, which are semi-automatic rifles, are rifles. Assault is what you do with them. During the American Revolution, the Brown Bess could have been called an assault rifle because it was being used to assault the British troops. Okay? And again, that Second Amendment is very clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And the Second Amendment specifically talks about the security of a free state, which means they're talking about military-grade weapons. Okay, now everybody has probably seen those Ring doorbells. It's got a little camera in there, so when somebody presses the doorbell, you can see who is at the door. And it's not a new idea. There have been a lot of apartment buildings, especially in Southern California, where when somebody rings your bell, there's a little TV picture of who is coming in to see you. But Amazon basically turned it into a consumer product. A lot of people have them. It turns out Amazon is giving the police Ring doorbell data without the consent of the users. And that's a lot of data because they've already sold more than 10 million of these Ring video doorbells. And it's a very popular technology. And privacy advocates are saying, should police have access to Ring video doorbell recordings without first gaining user consent? And it turns out that Amazon isn't bothering with that. They're just turning over the data to the police. Now, they may be arguing that because the cameras are facing outdoors, they're not spying on the indoor of the residents, and that may make it okay. So we'll see where this is going to go, all right? All righty. Over at the University of Michigan Medical School, left-wing students tried to make a woke statement. They tried to cancel a pro-life physician who was asked to deliver the keynote address at a ceremony for the school's medical students. The plan backfired on them. The pro-life physician gave the keynote address, and the leftist students went to their safe rooms to play with their Play-Doh and poppers and whatever else there. Now, parents are now very upset at the Crayola company. Now, we all know Crayola. When we were kids, we would get the Crayola crayons. My favorite was like the big, huge box that had 50 different colors in there. But apparently, in their latest advertising, Crayola is pushing transgender propaganda, and parents are being turned off by it and looking for other art supplies for their children. Okay. Now, we're going to see between now and the midterm elections, the Democrats are going to push climate activism and human-caused global warming because they don't have anything else to run on. And so climate activists are starting to go on out into the streets to disrupt daily life, to scream that the world is ending soon and it will be the end of planet Earth unless you vote Democrat in the midterms. And Joe Biden is out there considering taking executive action on the climate. He wants to declare a climate emergency that would give him the ability to act without the approval of Congress. Okay? And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the declaration is not going to happen this week, but it will be happening very, very soon. So, I mean, basically, COVID isn't scary. January 6th committee is being ignored. Roe versus Wade isn't getting traction. So they're going to do the booga booga on the climate to try and win the midterm elections. And the way things are going, even with massive election fraud, and it's already starting, it looks like the Democrats are going to be in trouble. For one thing, a lot of Democrats in the House are just deciding to retire or resign. And that means Nancy Pelosi may be out of a job. And who knows, maybe she's looking at Taiwan as some place she can retire to with all of her millions of dollars and her designer ice cream. Okay, meanwhile, climate activists and their kids protested at the White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain's Maryland home to demand Biden declare an official climate emergency and expand his executive power to enact environmental regulations. So they're out there being active already. This is their plan for the midterms. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the sudden interest in human-caused global warming. And by the way, the heat wave we've been having around here pretty much ended. We're under thunderstorms right now. Again, the Democrats are trying to push, pump this up as an issue for the midterm elections. But according to an article out of Stormer Daily, only 1% of Americans say climate change is the most important problem facing the United States. And so they're not, the Democrats aren't going to get much traction with this either. Personally, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, the most important problem facing this country right now is rigged elections. And until we fix that, we can't fix anything else. Okay, now over at the World Economic Forum, I guess they've been watching the Matrix series of movies, they're now proposing these giant space bubbles, like the size of Brazil, to block the sun's rays to fight against global warming. And apparently, they've contacted scientists at MIT who are saying that these space bubbles could help reverse climate change. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. Meanwhile, out in California, they've had this major, major fire near Yosemite National Park. Thousands of people have been evacuated. The fire has scorched over 15,600 acres. And I hope it doesn't hit the park itself. If you've never been to Yosemite, it is a wonderful, wonderful place here. So is Yellowstone. Now, getting into transgender nonsense. Remember Leah Thomas? This is the swimmer born a boy, declared itself a girl, took all kinds of scholarships and awards from real biological women. Has now been nominated as the NCAA's Woman of the Year. Okay? I mean, this is just getting absolutely ridiculous. This idea about I identify as a woman. You know what identify means? Okay, I imagine. I am playing make-believe. I identify as a tree, okay? I'm going to stand out there and let the squirrels run up and down my legs. You know, it's make-believe. It's pretend. It's not the real world. And there was a female collegiate swimmer was in a photo with Leah Thomas and, blasted the woke universities saying that she was the only real girl in that photo. And, yeah, that's absolutely true. This stuff has just gone on long enough. Okay, a judge has blocked Joe Biden's LGBTQ guidance that allows transgenders in girls' sports and bathroom access. All right, I'm glad to hear on that. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. We will be right back.
Money will destroy America. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. In 1791, Thomas Paine blamed paper money for England's financial problems. Paper money was partially to blame for Shays' Rebellion and the U.S. money problems between the Articles of Confederation and the U.S. Constitution. James Madison fought against paper money for his entire political career. Paper money has caused the collapse of countries and empires worldwide for centuries, and our founding fathers knew that. No currency without a physical backing can last forever. No country can pile up debt and spend forever. The Federal Reserve, bankers, and politicians all know these facts. So why then has the U.S. been piling up trillions in debt on paper money for over 100 years? They're all just hoping to die rich before the collapse. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.